today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. At first, we congratulate to all of dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of our great Imam, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him. So happy Eve, and we start our program.
مستمعين النظام صلوا على البدر التمام محمد.
Today, Saturday, 1st of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, accept our congratulations and our today's program.
والعلم الظاهر الإمام محمد بن علي الباقر عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام.
Let's go to the meaning of the name of Baqir. Baqir is a derivative of the word Baqara, which means to open up or to expand. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was named as such since he introduced and spread the knowledge and teachings of various dimensions and implemented the knowledge streams in a manner which had never been seen earlier. Allama Shushtari says that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said that Imam Muhammad al-Baqir will introduce, spread, and open up knowledge just like the ground is open up for cultivation. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir instructed people in precepts of religion, thought exegesis of Quran, taught them the ethics of life, and used to strive very hard to educate culture and guide the people. During the course of his life, he taught the people thousands of theological and religious principles as well as scientific subjects, and his teachings have been handed down to us. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, in knowledge and science had no equal. Great learned men benefited from his knowledge and science and used to ask him to solve their problems. Today is his birthday. Congratulations to all of you.
And the month of Rajab is very special. First of all, it signifies the beginning of Al-Ashhur Al-Hurum. That's number one. And number two, it's very special because according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Rajab is the month of Allah, and Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my people, my ummah. And there are many acts which are recommended during the month of Rajab. The first of Rajab is the birth of Al-Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir alayhi salam. And so it begins with a great blessing. Now, who was Al-Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir? He is the fifth Imam from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. He is the son of our fourth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn. He is the father of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he was the first out of the Imams to be given the name Baqir, and also his first name, Muhammad. The first to be named Muhammad after the Prophet. And this was something which came from the Prophet himself. The Prophet said that they will come from my lineage. They will come from my lineage, an Imam with my name. And this is the Imam which will reveal knowledge after it has been concealed. And so for this is where he gets his name, Al-Baqir. Al-Baqir means the one who digs up and retrieves and uncovers. And so this is why he was given the name. Because after a period where Ulum Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the knowledge and the sciences which had been put forth by the Prophet and by Amir al-Mu'mineen, after such a long time, when they were veiled, when they were covered, when they were basically placed under the dirt, now came time to re-reveal that knowledge and elucidate and explain what was sent forth. And the first person to establish that was the fifth Imam, and to continue in his sunnah was his son, the sixth Imam, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
Harassed by the Umayyad government, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik succeeded Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He was a stone-hearted, immoral person and racist. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, never expressed any interest nor participated in political matters, since his peaceful living was devoted to people's spiritual guidance. He was not tolerated by the government. Hisham ibn Abdul Malik wrote to his governor of Medina, instructing him to send Imam to Damascus, sending to humiliate them in front of an audience. When they reached Damascus, he kept them waiting for 3 days. On the fourth day, he called them in his presence. In the center of the courtyard, a target was set on which the elite were shooting arrows. Immediately, the Imam entered. Hisham bluntly asked him to shoot arrows with others. Imam Baqir tried to evade Hisham's order, but the latter kept insisting, and he planned to ridicule the Imam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam took the bow, handling it skillfully. He shot a few arrows continuously, all sitting straight in the very heart of the center spot. A shout of praise burst from the throat of astonished elites standing right and left of the caliph, Hisham, outwitted, began to discuss the problems of the imamate and virtues of Ahlul Bayt. He clearly saw that the imam's stay in Damascus might lead to popular respect for Ahlul Bayt, so he permitted them to return home to Medina. Congratulations to you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially the Shiites, on the birthday anniversary of our great and dear Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him.
باقر يا ابن البتول قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين باقر علوم الأولين والآخرين.
Let's go to some sayings of the Imam. Imam said our followers are of three kinds: one who follows us but depends on others, one who is like a glass involved in his own reflections, but the best are those who are like gold. The more they suffer, the more they shine. Another famous saying of the Imam is, I admonish you regarding five things. If you are wrong, do not commit wrongdoings to others. If you are betrayed, do not betray anyone. If you are called a liar, do not be furious. If you are praised, do not be jubilant. If you are criticized, do not fret and think of what is said in criticism. If you find in yourself what is criticized about you, then you are falling down in the eyes of Allah. When you are furious about the truth, it is much greater calamity. Then you're falling down in the eyes of the people, and if you are opposite of what is said in criticism about you, then it is a merit you acquired without having to tire yourself in obtaining it.
A man comes to Al-Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, and his name was Al-Baqir, which means what? Al-Baqir, meaning the one who reveals. The word Al-Baqir has different meanings. One meaning is to cut through something. One meaning is to dig up something and reveal it. And he was given this name, why? Because he revealed the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. A man comes to him, a non-Muslim man, he comes to Al-Imam Al-Baqir. And he knows his nickname is Al-Baqir. And he says, are you the one they call Al-Baqara? Which means cow. He's trying to insult the Imam. He says, no, I'm Al-Baqir. He says, are you the son of the cook? His mother, the mother of Al-Imam Al-Baqir, she used to cook and provide food for people. He says, yes, my mother was a cook. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with being a cook. He says, are you the son of the such and such woman with a bad tongue? He kept trying to insult him by insulting his mother. He said, if what you say is true, that my mother is a foul-mouthed woman, if what you say is true, then may Allah forgive her. And if what you say is wrong, then may Allah forgive you. Very simple. He didn't need to say the same about his mother, about his father, about his sister, or anything like that. He simply said that if it is real, then I can't do anything about it. If my mom was evil, I can't do anything about it. May Allah forgive her. And if you're wrong, may Allah forgive you. Very, very simple. He didn't have to philosophize with him or anything. Why? Because he understood that insult is not going to reveal anything about the person who is being insulted. And so it is said, according to the narration, this non-Muslim person, when they witnessed the akhlaq of Al-Imam Al-Baqir, they accepted Islam. They entered into the fold of Islam.
dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Of course, we got familiar with the personality of Imam al-Baghir, peace be upon him, on his birthday anniversary. Congratulations to all of you, and happy Eid. Fi amanillah.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.
صلى الله عليه صلاة الله عليه صلاة الله.